Go!
Here with new Jets defensive line coach Robert Nunn. Well, what's it been like out there throughout the spring? A lot of new faces on that defensive staff with yourself, outside linebackers coach Kevin Green, and defensive backs coach Denard Wilson.
Yeah, it's been a great experience so far. We're excited about where we are, excited about where my group is. They've come to work every day. And we're off to a good start.
You've had a number of stops throughout your NFL career, an 18-year NFL coaching veteran. When you came here this spring, what are some of the things that you tell your group immediately right off the bat?
Well, you know, we got a talented group. And what comes along with that is a lot of pressure to perform. And so I couldn't be more pleased with where we are as far as chemistry in that room. And they've been busting their tail. And now it's my job to teach them to improve in technique and every single day and be ready to go in the fall.
I spoke to Muhammad Wilkerson about that this spring. He said, Coach Nunn is a stickler for the details, and he's been honest about technique. Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Well, I mean, that's how I was taught. And our guys, I think, have bought into that. And so we stay on them. Coach Glover and I, we're on them every day. And there's always something that we can improve on.
You just mentioned Coach Glover. How helpful has Leroy Glover been to you? Here's a guy who was a dominant interior rusher himself. And I think a lot of Jets fans forget that he's on the staff as well.
Tremendous asset to me, you know, a guy that played with a lot of passion, with a high motor, and was as good an inside pass rusher as I've watched on tape. And these guys ask him and lean on him, and so far it's been a great asset for me.
I asked you about Mo before. What have you seen from him? Obviously, he gutted it out, dealt with some ankle issues throughout the year, but Bull said, listen, this guy was a warrior. He seems like got a great mindset, and he feels more at ease.
He's coming here in great shape. He's moving very well, very quick, off the line of scrimmage, and seems to be in the right frame of mind to really go in this fall and have a great season.
What do you like about a guy in Leonard Williams who's still a young pup, just coming off his first Pro Bowl performance? What have you seen from him?
Tremendously talented young man. And he's only scratched the surface, in my opinion. You know, watching other players and listening to what Coach Glover and I are trying to tell him, I think he sees the potential there. And if he continues to focus on those things, he's nowhere near the ceiling. Naturally gets to the edge of guards and keeps pressure on them in pass rush situations. And he doesn't get knocked off the ball. He doesn't get washed around in there. He can go in there and play with the big guys, and then he can get on the edge and pass rush.
What about Sheldon Richardson? A unique player, that low center of gravity and so explosive.
Very unique skill set, you know, that they've asked him to do a lot of different things. And you can watch and you can see why. He can stand up, he can drop, he can do those different things. He's also one that's this spring has really seemed to attack and to be all in, to buy in and to what we're doing, and I think is improving.
How about the savvy vet, Steve McClendon? This is a very young team, but Steve fits in well with that group, I think.
No doubt. Great personality, great anchor in there. Does not get moved around. It's hard to move him around. He can sink his hips and stay square at the line of scrimmage as well as anybody in this league. And good leader. He's shown a lot of leadership so far. Quality man.
And lastly, how much do you enjoy coaching the young guys, the Deion Simons of the world or Lawrence Thomases, as far as their development is concerned, because training camp's just around the corner?
That's, to me, is the one of the funnest part of coaching, is taking young players that, you know, no one knows about, so to speak, but they're not a name that somebody thinks of first to be a great player. And so to be able to take those guys and to get them to buy into what you're trying to sell to them and to improve them each day, I mean, that's the most gratifying challenge I have in what I do, is taking those young guys and teaching them how to become better players and see them go on and make a 53-man roster.
Thanks, Coach. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.